On this episode of Corona Brides, I interview Karina, and she is a close friend of mine. She actually started selling signs for Corona Brides, for the Corona weddings, and I love it. It's not just that, y'all. She started with small businesses because, as you know, there's so many restrictions. People have to wear masks. You're kind of trying to encourage people to socially distance. Well, she found a way to do that in such a cute way, and like she said, instead of it being like kind of an aggressive sign that you see that kind of scares people, these are beautiful, and she's even started customizing some for brides, which is so cool because we all know we have a different theme. So she'll do cactus, boho, classic. She'll kind of do whatever you want. She said people are even reaching out to her to come up with different sayings. So here is her Instagram, and you can also find her on Etsy. She said that's the most popular way. So her name is at Karina Valley Boutique. So if you go to Etsy, it's one word, no spaces, Karina Valley Boutique. You can find these signs. So here is the podcast. You can listen. We have a lot of fun, y'all. And we even do a little name that tune at the end in true Bobby Bones fashion because we were both interns. So stay tuned. You're going to love this one. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we have one of my close friends who started a business on Etsy selling signs for Corona weddings. Karina, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me, Jordy. I'm so excited that you started doing this, and it feels like I'm home. I feel like this is just normal for us to be on a podcast talking, so I'm excited.
I know. I love this. So guys, what Karina's talking about, a little backstory with us. We actually met when we were interning for the Bobby Bones show, and I will just never forget, Karina was so smart. She always knew exactly what to do. She was the best at audio and editing podcasts. She actually came up with an idea for the Bobby Bones show where we were impersonating Bobby and Amy and Lunch. Remember that?
That was so much fun. And it just took them off guard. They were like, what are you guys doing? That it just worked out.
I know. They played it. It was so funny because they played it on the air, and we just stayed later that day and we imitated them, and it was so funny. I remember doing the morning corny, which Amy still does, and it's hilarious. So guys, Karina and I clearly have been wanting to do this podcast ever since I started Corona Brides, and ever since she started doing these signs, I was like, this is meant to be. We've got to make this happen and get back to our place where we can do a little radio action.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Karina. So let's start with the signs. So your Instagram handle and your name on Etsy is Karina Valley Boutique. Guys, Karina Valley. Whoop, whoop. She just got married, what, year ago?
A year ago. Yeah. I had no idea how blessed I was that I got married in 2019.
Girl, let's just go there for a little bit, right? Yes. Like, my 2019 brides are probably so excited that they did not wait till 2020.
Yeah, and they feel like they were very ungrateful for complaining about the smallest of things. Like, it's the death of the bridezillas. Like, you cannot be a bridezilla anymore.
Girl, it's just so true. Do you know how many podcasts? It's so funny because I said that. I was like, if you think for a second you can be a bridezilla and a Corona bride, you're wrong. Because when you're a Corona bride, you have to seriously say, it's fine. Whatever happens, happens. Like, I had to say that so many times and just not get worked up about anything because there's really, like, no point. You're not in control at all.
Exactly. And honestly, just knowing you for, I guess 10 years now, I kept thinking, man, Jordy's personality is truly somebody like perfect to have to deal with this if anyone would have to, because you're always so positive. I remember my bachelorette weekend, your like suitcase wasn't there for like a day or something, and you were so chill, like took it, you're like, it's okay, it'll get here when it gets here. And it's just awesome. You've always had that
attitude. That is so sweet that you say that. And that is funny, y'all. We went to, for some reason, my luggage. Mind you, let me just describe my luggage real quick. It is a huge, huge turquoise, beautiful cactus. It is a Jessica Simpson. It is very obvious. So when my suitcase wasn't rolling through, my big old cactus suitcase, I was like, yeah, it's not here, is it? And it did not. Yeah, I remember telling Karina and her sister Karen, I was like, yo, it's fine. Like, I'm just going to roll with what I have on. We're going to do some mimosas. And I ended up borrowing y'all's clothes that night. And I think it ended up coming the next morning or something. I don't know. But yeah, that is like that is truly how you always have to roll with things that happen. You just can't let it ruin your time, because let's just talk about Nashville. That was awesome. That was
so much fun. It was the perfect place to have a bachelorette party. But yeah, like I was saying, like you're saying, let's go there for a second just to be grateful about 2019. We're watching my wedding video. And anytime you watch a wedding video, that's fun. But it takes on a whole new meaning because you see the crowds, you see like how close everyone is. And it's just so crazy to see how different it is now.
I didn't even think about that, but that is so true, how just the way a wedding would look and the planning. And you know what? It's wild, Karina, because thinking about it, like at first I was like, it's okay. We're going to be able to do the desert wedding. Like this is going to work. And then all of a sudden I knew, I said, no, it's not. Like I have to have a plan B. I have to have a plan C and even D, and I have to be okay with any of those options. And luckily the wedding, it ended up being the most beautiful, perfect wedding I could have ever dreamed of. I'm just so happy that it all worked out. And I actually had one of Karina's beautiful signs in. I'm so glad that you started designing these signs, because Karina, I'm not going to lie, whenever I walked in and I saw like the COVID signs and the please wear a mask and all these things, it was like, oh, but those aren't pretty.
Right.
And whenever you're going to have a wedding, it makes you do look at the details and you want everything to just really match and you want it to be your theme. And so when Karina started making these signs, I was like, yes, I'm even using some of your signs in my store, in my boutique.
Yeah.
So that's what I love, that you kind of have a mix of like a wedding package, but then you also have some for small businesses. So like tell the customers, oh my gosh, listen to me. I'm in business mode. Tell the listeners about your signs and maybe some of the most popular ones and really what your inspiration was behind.
Yeah. So I'm glad you mentioned that you actually have one displayed in your boutique, because that is why I started. So I started creating signs that were just clever sayings, but they were geared towards restaurants, small businesses, because that's what I was thinking of, you know, because my parents are small business owners as well. So I was thinking about the impact. Yeah. And, you know, when we go to like Target or Walmart and then you walk into a store, not saying that those are small businesses, but that's what everyone can probably relate to, and seeing those signs that are like stopped, like local mandates. That yes. This is just not only like they're not very cute, but it's also scary, you know, and we all know that what we're dealing with, and I completely understand that, but there's other ways to do it. And if it could make somebody smile to see a sign, like, yeah, you have to wear your face masks to come inside, but you know, it was a cute way or clever way to say it. So that's why I started it. I think you have spread love, not germs in your boutique. And then just yes. Please wear a mask, you know? And so I was trying to find clever sayings to just have like in boutiques and things like that. And then I was like, okay, what can I use? What's a clever saying that's like about distance? I was trying to think the social distancing thing. So the distance makes the heart grow fonder was that for yes. me. It was just an idea. And I was thinking still business geared. But then I had all these brides messaging me about it and asking if I could do a custom design. Because, you know, you all have themes and colors. So yeah. I would customize them for them. And then I started thinking of other types of wedding signs. And then just the brides themselves would give me ideas. So they would say, you know what, do you make any custom signs? I love this one. Can you make that type or that theme, but also do something with the seating charts? And that's so interesting because I didn't think about it.
I love that.
So yes. You know how you're supposed to kind of stay with your quarantine family or your coat, you know?
Oh, for sure. Exactly.
So she was like, can we just brainstorm some ideas? I just want them to feel comfortable. So I don't want them to pick a table and feel obligated to sit with other people so they're not rude. So I just want to say that they should be comfortable and sit with those that they're coming with. I'm like, okay. So like those that quarantine together, sit together or something like that. And so we would come up with ideas, and that's something that I didn't think about before. So it's just interesting, and it's really cool to be able to talk to these brides and go back and forth and get like the perfect signage for them. So that's how it kind of came about. Didn't start with weddings, but it's definitely evolved into primarily weddings.
And that's what I love, is that you found a need. You didn't even really realize it. And then now you're like, this is it. This is what my people need. And for them to reach out to you and know, but you're so creative too, which is so good, because you come up with these clever sayings that most people don't. And that's what I love. So I have the distance makes the heart grow fonder. Guys, you send us a digital file. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just a digital file, and they all come in 5 sizes. Unless you need a size that's not listed on there, then I just create the size. So it's just formatted to whatever size you want. And you just take it to a print shop, and it's the high quality print. Depending on where you want to display it and what size you need.
So what I did with mine was I printed and then I put it in a really pretty gold frame. And I feel like that is one thing that I'm telling you, you print these signs and you find like a beautiful silver, gold, ornate frame, and it just makes it look so nice. And I think that it catches people's eye. But like you said earlier, it doesn't scare them. They're like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
that's true. We do need to separate. We do need to put on our mask.
Yeah.
So exactly. I think that that's what makes it so fun. Yeah. So you have one, love is in the air, but so are germs. Please wear a mask. And I love that. And then you said, let's see, all of me loves all of you, wear a mask.
Yeah.
That is so funny. I just love that you came up with these things. So as far as design goes, like I'm like the boho bride. So you could definitely just customize something like that for a boho bride or a bride that's maybe a little bit more classic. You can just put that spin on it for
us. Yes. And so, you know what's crazy? The most requested customization is the color, and it's navy blue. That's the biggest thing that brides have been asking.
Wow.
And now it's more about the fall wedding, which fall wedding decor, which makes sense. But before, when I had first started working with more and more brides, it was the navy blue. So yeah, I can do any kind of theme. Sometimes you won't see all the customized listings or signs I've made on my store because they're custom. So I'll just send it to them, make a custom listing, and then mm-hmm. they'll download it and they'll get the prints directly. So yeah, just any kind of theme, if they want a certain color, that's usually what it is the colors. But I have some graphic art. Like I love the watercolor arts, and it's like cactus. I'm like, oh, uh-huh. I could have done such cute Ooh. Designs for like Jordy's Nacho Average shower.
Yes.
It would have been perfect.
I know. Yeah. The shower that was canceled in March, guys. Like,
yeah.
That was the first thing that went.
Like, the week.
I remember
the
phone call on Monday. And my mom said, hey, you know, there's this, the COVID-19, I'm not seriously, guys, this conversation, like we did not know. I don't know if anybody really knew, but like come March 1st, like we had no earthly idea what we were really getting into. And I remember we made the decision on a Monday to cancel that shower on a Saturday. And I'm so glad that we did, because it would have been, I don't know that we would have had the people. And secondly, I just don't know that it would have been safe. We didn't know. And that's what was just so wild to think about, is so many of us now that we know what it, I say we know. I know there's still a lot of uncertainty, but at least you can plan for it, right? Like
yeah.
You can order the signs. You can make it look cute. You can decide if you want to push your wedding back or just have a small wedding. And every single person that I've had on the podcast, Karina, they have a different story. Some people have got married in their kitchen. Some people have, went forth with their wedding. Others have just said, I'm going to do it in 2021. It's just really been all over the board. And so I'm just so glad that you're a part of that, because people really do need to see those signs, and they want them to be pretty. And I know it sounds cheesy, but it's like, it is a really big deal.
Yeah. And that's something I like posted on my Instagram. I think you and I commented on one of my posts, and I said, just because you have to have a wedding during a pandemic doesn't mean you can't have cute signage. And I guess
exactly
that's where the need came from. But what is crazy, Jordy, about your shower is that it was the week that everything started happening. It went 0 to 60 like that week.
It was
like, just so to give an idea and for us to kind of be like, wow, that's so crazy. It was that unknown. We weren't sure how long we would have to cancel. I remember my work said, hey, maybe we'll see y'all in a month. I remember my team saying, see you guys in a month. And it was like, oh, so crazy. And I remember, because I work in Austin, Texas, and I remember those Austin city officials saying, Oh no, we're not canceling South by Southwest because you know it's in mid-March,
Wow.
and it would have been horrible to have continued with South by. But yeah, there was so much unknown, and I think now we're at a place where brides or any kind of events, they know that we are going to have to consider this in the future. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a game changer, but I do think it's one that everybody is planning for, which is good. So, Karina, where are most of the brides reaching out on Instagram or your Etsy?
I'll have some reach out on Facebook. So I'm part of a few
Facebook.
Facebook
Okay.
groups, but the majority is Etsy, which
Is Etsy.
yeah, they're Etsy. So I'm really grateful for that just because, you know, they could easily go to somebody else's shop and ask for stuff, but I guess they like the style or the feel. So that's where they ask. It's usually like, I really like this sign. Can you do it this way in order to fit my theme? Or can you change the wording a little bit? So some people will want, like the one I'm working on today, they're having a buffet line and they want a sign that says, please use gloves when you get food. And then they kind of say, but can you make it cute, like your words? And I go, okay, let me.
Can you actually say
He's like, can you think of a cute saying? I'm like, okay. And I'll try to kind of give him several options and then we'll go from there. But yeah, it's mostly Etsy.
I love it. And I love that you can just get creative. Like, you can rhyme, girl. You can do whatever you
I
want.
know.
That is so you, though. So you are at Karina Valley Boutique on Instagram. And then are you the same on Instagram as well? I mean, I'm sorry, on Etsy as well.
Yes, it's at Karina Valley Boutique.
Okay. At Karina Valley Boutique. Okay, perfect. Okay, Karina. So, in true Bobby Bones intern fashion, I have a name that tune set up for you. Are you
Oh
down to
my
play?
gosh, yes. And everybody knows how amazing we are at Name That Tune.
I would like to call us maybe like, we weren't the champions, but maybe like the semifinalists. Like, I don't really know what you would call us. We also did Helium Idol, and I was the champion of that. I probably lost a lot of brain cells, but that's okay.
Oh,
I
I
mean,
wish you could
we did
play a
what we were
clip. You
asked.
should play a clip of that for everybody. You're up, but I believe I can
Oh
fly.
my gosh.
Yes.
Right? That is so funny. Karina and I were the ones, we would get there so early. We would stay so late, but it was so fun. Like, we love it so much. And we still listen to the show and just love it. And we're like, man, look at them. They're just doing so awesome now. So that's why I was like, well, they were doing awesome back then. Like, I remember thinking they were so famous back then. And then look at them now. Like, oh, they're on CMT and
I
everywhere. It's
know. I
crazy,
heard
right?
one of your podcasts where one of the brides was very excited. She was like, I think on Good Morning America, she was, I was on the Bobby Bones show. And you were so like humble.
Yes, and I told her, I was like, ah, we used to intern for the Bobby Bones show.
And
We're like, we know them, really. People would be probably be like, no, y'all don't. I'm like, no, really, we do.
I know.
That's too funny. I love it. Yeah, Amy, actually, I reached out to Amy
Sorry.
about the podcast and just kind of like helping and just kind of trying to fill her out because she has a successful podcast. And anyway, so she was always good with some just, girl, you can do it. Get that podcast going. And then whenever I sent her a message and she said, congratulations, like, I'm so proud of you. Keep it up. So I love that we still, we don't really get to we only get to hear them, but they do message us, or whenever we message them on social media, they respond. So that's
Yeah,
good.
they still see us as interns. I remember when we visited them
I do.
a couple years ago, they were like, oh my gosh, y'all are like little adults. And I'm like,
I
well,
know. They're like, yeah.
we sure
Isn't
are.
that funny to think about? It's like, yeah, guys, we grew up. Woohoo. But if y'all need us to intern again, we totally will.
I know, drop of the hat.
Too funny. Yes. Okay, girl. So let me see if I can. Let me turn my computer up. So I'm gonna play. Well, you obviously know how Name That Tune works. So I'm gonna play the song at the beginning of the song, and then I'm gonna stop it, and then I want you to tell me the name of the song, and then if you want to tell me the artist, you can say the artist too, and it'll either be 1 point or
Is
two
there a
points.
theme?
You know what? There, I started with a theme and I got off. So no, there's no
That's too
theme.
much. You can't deal with
It's
the theme.
called Hot Mess of 2020. That's what the
Oh,
theme is
2020
called.
theme then. 2020 theme.
2020 theme. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. So,
Say your name whenever you want to buzz in.
okay.
Okay, ready? Oh my gosh, that's so dumb. You're the only one playing.
I'll just say the name.
Just whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Just say the name. Okay, ready? Okay.
Jay Sean Down.
Dang, girl. You're good. You got it. Okay, 2 points for you. Okay. Let me go to the next one.
That reminds me of the show. That was like...
That's why. Well, that's what I started with. It was going to be like... It was going to be like songs from the show. And then I was like, well, let's just see.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let me... Okay, mm-hmm. You ready? You're going to get this one so fast. Okay, let's see.
Oh, Old Town Road.
Who's it by?
Oh, man.
Girl.
Well, you know Billy Ray Cyrus. I forgot the other one, but my the best man and maid of honor walked into this at a reception. I'm having a blank.
You're having a blank.
I don't know what the main artist's name is.
Lil Nas.
Oh,
Lil Nas.
Okay. Dang it.
Lil Nas, girl. Okay, that's too funny. Okay, let's go to the next one. Let me see. Okay. Oh, wait, let me fast forward it.
Oh, Luke? No, that's him. What's his name? Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Our last dance song was by this guy, and I can't believe it. Hopefully my husband doesn't listen to this.
You're like, what is this guy's name?
I'm not going to get any points for this. Luke?
No.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours.
Yeah, we danced to...
When It Rains, It Pours.
Yes, we danced to Beautiful Crazy.
I was going to say, y'all danced to Beautiful Crazy. Okay, let me get...
This is how bad I was at naming that tune when I was on the show, so this is perfect.
That's so funny, right? Okay, let me see.
Oh, Train. Train, Hey Soul Sister.
Yep, you got it, girl. Whoop, whoop. Okay, let me find another one. I love it. That one reminds me of the show, too. I feel we have these songs that are going to always remind
like
us of
Halo,
the show.
Beyonce, Halo. That reminds me of him a lot. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, oh my gosh. Okay. Let me see. Let me find it. Okay, I have to start this one over because it started too fast.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I had to pause it because I was gonna say it. Remember that one?
Replay. But I don't know who it is, but I know that.
Well,
I remember you being your song. Like, it was like your introduction to the interns song, and it was like Jordy.
I loved it.
Remember?
Yes, that's so funny. So that one is by like IYAZ.
Oh.
So I have no earthly idea like who that is or what that means.
I think that was one hit that he had.
It was just a one hit.
It was an amazing hit.
Let's see. This is like super, oh my gosh. This reminds me of the intern Jenna. Let's see. And Elena.
Oh.
Let's see.
Oh, I'll say Firefly.
Yes, right? Doesn't that remind you of that time? That's so funny.
There were seasons of interns, and somehow Jordy and I stayed for like 3 seasons.
2 years.
Yeah.
I think we were, Karina, I was there for almost 2 years.
I know. I mean, do I have to go?
I know. That's how we did not want to go. We loved it. It was like, the most fun ever. And it was like what we wanted to do the rest mm-hmm. of our lives. And so we were like, that's cool. Like, and then remember whenever we met them and they were like, oh, the interns, you know, they got paid. And we were like, what? Wait, y'all paid the interns? And they started laughing. They were like, that's right. Y'all didn't get paid. And we were like, well, no, we would have really never.
And no, and we were super dedicated. I remember we got there in the morning.
Oh yeah. We were super dedicated. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have one more for you. I think that you'll probably get this one. Let's see. Come on, computer. Okay, let me click it.
All right, state your name and power. Pencil head.
Well, there we go.
Oh, All Star Smash Mouth.
Girl, you're good. Look at you. You still got it. You still got it. I love it. Yeah, I seriously was like, oh, we have to play a Name That Tune with Karina. So anyway, I'm so glad. I put together a few of the songs. And so at first my thought was like, I'm going to do all the songs that we played from the show. And then I kind of got off track. But anyway, I think most of those were probably from 2010, I guess is what it was.
Oh my gosh. It was so long ago. But
so long ago.
If you want anyone to host a Name That Tune with you and your guests, let me know. So that you can play too.
Yes, maybe we need to do a continued Name That Tune, and we just need to throw it in like every after maybe five episodes of Corona Brides. We're just gonna throw in a Name That Tune. It would be so much
or
fun.
Like
that was we
a Name That Bride, and then we'll just talk about like famous brides and their weddings.
Oh my gosh, yes, I love it. I love it so much. Well, Karina, I'm so excited for you and the sign. So tell the listeners once again how they can contact you and where they can
find you. So definitely the main way to contact me is on Etsy.com. And my boutique name is Karina, K-A-R-I-N-A, Valley Boutique. And there's no spaces. That's the best way to contact me. But you can also, it's the same name on Instagram. So feel free to send me a message on there.
Awesome, girl. Well, I love what you're doing. We are definitely getting our Corona Bride set up, and I think it's so much fun, and we don't know how much longer this is going to be around. So I think you're probably going to be making signs for like the next 75 years, girl. So you did good by creating them, and I think that you're doing really well. You just started, and the signs are beautiful. So I think that you really hit the nail on the head by doing what you're doing. So I'm proud of you, girl.
Thank you so much. Like, if anyone knows any teachers, though, because there have been brides that are like, I'm also a teacher. Can you make me some signs for my classroom? And that's kind of been the next wave that I've been getting is these back to school or school safety signs for the classrooms.
So cute and such a good idea. Well, I love that. I can't wait to see. I'm going to have to go back to your Etsy website so I can, because you know what, guys? That would be a cute teacher gift. Like whenever your kids go in person, you should give them one of those. Like, yes. I feel like I would love that. I'd be like, oh my gosh, yay. I can take down my ugly sign. So that's a really good idea. I love that, girl. See,
thank you. Girl.
Always coming up with something. Well, Karina, thank you so much for being on, and I'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we can get together soon after all this.
Sounds
is
good
over.
After it's all over in 5 months. Just kidding.
Yeah. Right. 2025. Yes.
Thanks, girl, for having me on.
All right. You have a good one, Karina.
Bye.
Bye. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Corona Brides. Karina and I always have so much fun together. I was actually in her wedding, and like she said, we went to Nashville for her bachelorette party. So when she started doing these signs, I was so excited because I started the Corona Brides podcast during the coronavirus, obviously during the pandemic, because it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. And I thought, you know what? There is no excuse. I cannot go and meet anybody in person. A podcast is the way to go. And that's when Karina started making these signs as well. And she said she kind of started doing them for small businesses, and then it has turned into so much more beautiful signs for weddings that she can customize for you. Like I said, go to her Etsy. It is Karina Valley Boutique. It's all one word. She also said, and I love this, that teachers are kind of reaching out right now because I think some students are back. Some of them are not. I know my stepdaughter is going to go back next week, and I thought, you know what? That is such a cute idea because teachers are going to need these signs in their classroom as well. But if you're a parent, maybe you could print a sign from Karina and frame it for them, and it's something that they don't have to do, or maybe they haven't thought of. So super cute things. Hope y'all enjoyed that Name That Tune. We absolutely loved playing Name That Tune whenever we were interning for the show. So that is something that I just wanted to do for her. So anyway, guys, we have more Corona Brides coming your way. I'm going to be interviewing some people that actually work at venues, just so you can get a little better of an idea of the things that they have to go through. And maybe you have some questions of your own. So hope you have a good one, and we'll see you next time, guys.